Part 11. These are Indra's prayers to Krishna. Your transcendental form, a manifestation of pure goodness, is undisturbed by change. It is shining with knowledge and devoid of passion and ignorance. In you does not exist the mighty flow of the modes of material nature, which is based on illusion and ignorance. How then could there exist in you the symptoms of an ignorant person, such as greed, lust, anger, and envy, which are all produced by one's previous involvement in material existence, and which cause one to become further entangled in material existence? And yet, as the Supreme Lord, you impose punishment to protect religious principles and curb down the wicked. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the father and spiritual master of this entire universe, and you are its supreme controller. You are insurmountable time, imposing punishment upon the sinful just for their own benefit. Indeed, in your various incarnations, selected by your own free will, you act decisively. You remove the false pride of those who presume themselves masters of this world. Why, even fools like me, who proudly think themselves universal lords, quickly give up their conceit and directly take to the path of the spiritually progressive when they see that you are fearless even in the face of time. Thus you punish the mischievous only to instruct them. Engrossed in pride over my ruling power, ignorant of your majesty, I offended you. O Lord, may you forgive me. My intelligence was bewildered. But let my consciousness never again be so impure. You descend into this world, O transcendent Lord, to destroy the warlords who burden the earth and create many terrible disturbances. O Lord, you simultaneously act for their welfare. Those who faithfully serve your lotus feet, you act for their welfare. Obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Great Soul. You are all-pervading, and you reside in the hearts of all. My obeisances unto you, Krishna, who are the chief of the Yadu dynasty. You assume transcendental bodies according to the desires of your devotees. Unto you, whose form is itself pure consciousness, unto you who are everything, you are the seed of everything, and you are the soul of all creatures. I offer my obeisances. My dear Lord, when my sacrifice was disrupted, I became fiercely angry because of false pride. Thus I tried to destroy your cowherder community with severe rain and wind. O Lord, you have shown mercy upon me by shattering my false pride and defeating my attempt to punish Vrindavan. To you, the Supreme Lord, spiritual master and supreme soul, I have now come for shelter.